Hello, friends. Well, the day dawned on Wednesday morning. It was about 6:15 when I awoke. A bright morning, but cloudy. But I knew that this was going to be my day. By 9 o'clock, we'd had breakfast, and the messages were coming in by the dozen. I really got a lot of messages from you, which I hope to answer each one in a little while. I'll start them probably tomorrow. 10:30 came and we were about ready. We decided to go to the pub about to get there for 12 o'clock. And I knew that there were about 16 friends would be there to greet. Well, everything was going fine. And then suddenly at 11 o'clock, I had a nasty attack of I got attacked. In fact, it upset my nose and I could hardly breathe. So Mary asked Mary to get me a steam breathing thing, which she did, inhalation, which she did. And that eased things down a little bit. Well, at 11:30, when I thought I was going to be all right, I came back again and asked Mary if she'd get me another inhalation, which she did. And by 12 o'clock, it's eased down a bit. So I said, at all costs, I'm going. I'm not going to let those friends down. And as I say, at 12 o'clock, Kathleen, Mary, Paul and I go in the car and we drove to the pub. It was about a mile away, no more. And there waited on the steps were Michael and his family. We entered, and there was Dave and his family, Dave's sister and her family, and Linda, Dave's sister's friend, and someone else I can't just think of. But anyway, there were 16 or 17 there. And we sat down after greetings and giving cards, and I got one or two gifts, which I were very pleased with. One in particular I shall treasure. It's one of my friends on the list, Voice, singing some local folk songs. And I shall treasure that for a long time. But anyway, we'll talk about them later. I got other gifts as well. And I were highly satisfied, especially with the cards. Each person more or less gave me a card. We sat down to what I considered to be a very good meal, a very good menu anyway. They picked their own. But I picked steak and chips, an egg, steak, egg and chips. And I had two chips, couldn't eat no more. I wasn't well. So I decided to continue and enjoy it. I saw everybody else enjoying it. We had laughter, we had fun. Dave sang the birthday song, both to me and Linda, Dave's sister, because it was her birthday as well. So it was like two birthdays in the same room. And we had a really jolly good time, talking away there, reminiscing. And as I said, we had a really jolly good time. At 3 o'clock, I'd had enough. I couldn't hardly breathe. They were so stuffy, so I asked Kathleen if she'd take me home, which she did. And when we got home, we were still, postman had been again. And I must have had 25 cards from various friends, or maybe 30. And I had certainly had 30 or 40 messages on the computer, which I know I'm going to answer one by one if it takes me forever. And for these cards and messages, I offer my greatest and grave thanks. It was great of you. You didn't let me down at all. You helped to make my day. And I was very happy at the end of it all. So here's hoping, there's some pictures being taken, but they'll have to come later on, as Michael can't get them on this blog, so we'll get them later on. Anyway, I had a good time. I was very happy with it, and I woke next day to further messages and cards, and I've not counted them up yet, but I must have had 40 messages and at least 25 to maybe 30 cards. So I had a very, very, very good day, and I was highly satisfied and especially grateful to you for all remembering me. Other than that, there's nothing more to say except a great big thank you to every one of you. And now here's the joke for today. There were four men walking round the park, and each had his son with him. Son were 13 and 14. Each had his son, and they were talking about things in general, and it got round to ages. So the Scotsman says, "I've called my man, like my lad Andrew, after St Andrew's Day." So the Irishman says, "Oh, that's strange," says, "because I called my son Patrick after St Patrick's Day." And the Welshman says, "Well, but I've called my son David after St David's Day." So the Englishman says, "Ah, this conversation's getting a bit droll." He says, "Come on, Pancake, let's go and get our lunch. Bye for now."